passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, and a lot happening here. And there are more of your phone calls at final hour. We're just simply kick back a little bit. Kind of that time of the year. I want to kick back today because this next caller does not need my help. Okay. Who do you think it is? Legend is next.
Go get your water, brother. Let me have the next couple of minutes.
You got it.
Woo! Hey, my black hat brother, man. Good to talk to you as always. I'd like to make a comment about the college football playoff. Then I'd like to give you a couple takes on the schedule that was released last night.
Yes.
My first comment about the playoffs, Paul, man, I feel like Alabama got the best draw in the playoffs. I really do. I feel of the four teams, we got the easiest team of the four teams. I really do. I think Texas got a problem, man. If you watch Texas all year, their one weakness is on the back end of their secondary. They're on like that third or fourth safety back there at one position. They lost two or three guys to season-ending injuries.
Including that running back.
Yeah. But when you think about Washington, I don't know if you know it or not, but Rome Odunye, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Pope, that's three wide receivers going in the top 100 of the NFL draft next year, Paul. Yeah. I mean, I know Texas can stop you up the middle with Sweat and Byron Murphy. But, man, Washington can play outside the numbers for the whole game and beat your ass, man. I think everybody got Texas and Alabama in the final, and it might just possibly be Alabama and Washington in the final. But of the four teams, I think we definitely got the easiest draw. Texas got their hands full with them three NFL wide receivers and Penix Jr., man. I mean, that's a dangerous combination right there. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, do you agree with that or not? That could be a serious problem.
The only person that I've talked to that I give any modicum of respect to about Michigan has been Billy Walters last night, and I mean, he was I didn't really buy what I don't know if you heard the interview, but he was hung up on the surface at the Rose Bowl. Why would that affect Alabama? Alabama's so much faster than Michigan anyway.
Yeah, I thought he was pulling for straws in that one. Great guy, great career, great book. Wish him all the best. But, man, Michigan's slow as hell and can't take the top off. And their wide receivers, they don't match up good against Arnold and Kool-Aid McKenzie on the outside. That seemed like a lockdown to me. And if Alabama can lock your passing game down and settle in on the run,
hey,
Michigan got a
serious
issue.
Let me drop this one on you here because it just broke. Bruce Feldman just reported this. Legend, you're going to snicker. Former Michigan linebacker coach George Helo, he was on the staff during the 21 and 22 season, has been hired by Nick Saban in Alabama, and he will begin immediately.
We're going to fight fire with fire anyway.
I mean, the idea that Saban just goes out there and hires the guy that spent two seasons with Harbaugh to get ready for this game is pretty amazing.
Yeah, Nick Saban going to war, baby. That's what Nick Saban doing right there. He's going to war. Nick's a warrior. Woo! Nick's a warrior.
He's not leaving at home.
Do what now?
He's not leaving anything at home.
No, he going to war. He like Napoleon. You know, old yellow boy, he calls him a little fella. Napoleon was a little fella, but he rip your heart out and stomp it in the mud, too. That's what Nick Saban is on the football field. But let me give you my couple takes from last night from the reveal right quick. My first take was, Paul, the free ride is over, Georgia. The free ride is over, baby. Welcome to our world, dog. Welcome to our world. You lived over in the SEC leagues for all these years and benefited from it. Hell, this year, everybody knew. You could wait till the seventh or eighth game before you played your starters, dude. Welcome to our world, dog. I see you going straight downhill. You better lose 3 or 4. You better hope they put you in a 12-seed playoff. And the next thing, Paul, is bye-bye Billy Napier. Pack his bag. He gone, baby. He is gone. Yeah, I communicated with Kelly Kitchens last night. He told me he better get his applications ready and resume at other schools. Another thing, Paul, man, I love the Alabama schedule. I thought we got a break. I thought our schedule was much easier than Texas or Georgia. I know you said that Nick Saban had a little bit of heartburn,
playing Oklahoma the next to the last week of the season. That was my only argument there. The rest of it I do like. Wisconsin's a layup. Georgia at home, come on. I mean, we know how that's going to end. At LSU, maybe a little tricky, but that's okay.
Yeah, but LSU loses the Heisman Trophy plus their 2,000-yard wide receiver. So unless they're going to go in the portal and get some help, old Kelly looking at another 9-3, 8-4 season, just like I said when y'all hired him. It won't be long, Brian Kelly. It won't be long. You'll be an analyst somewhere. You'll be an analyst. But the other thing, Paul, man, Texas got no favors done to them, did they? Welcome to the SEC. Man, that's absurd. I mean, that's crazy, man. And here's the thing about Texas. They lose Worthy and Mitchell on the outside next year. So they might be looking at one of them 2022 Bama-like scenarios where they got to place their playmakers. That's difficult at times, man. But that was my takeaways. And the real thing that I love about it, Paul, all those middle-of-the-pack teams like Auburn, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Missouri, they just took a major step back and don't even realize it. They just went from the middle of the pack to looking up at the pack, man. This thing is insane. I love it. I can't wait. Every week in the big time, I agree with GMAC. The SEC reveal show, Paul, should be a damn national holiday, baby. We rule the world! We rule the world! The clock is ticking, Michigan. It's ticking. We're going to beat that slow ass. We're going to beat you bad. Watch out, Texas. Worsted is dangerous. Love you, pal. Legend has left the building.
Redbone is up next. Hey, Redbone.
Season greetings, Paul.
How are you?
Hey, look, hey, Paul, you remember Coach Saban was talking about a guy one time said, I know you love to stir the pot.
Yeah, I do. Is that
ain't that the same guy that said Coach Saban going to be up all night thinking about them games?
That's right.
Okay, look here. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to let you go. But every time I hear you, Taylor Hicks song.
Yeah.
After my man said, "Kiss the Rings." You need to see if you can slide that. I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna let you go. Have a nice day, Paul.
Thank you very much, Redbone, for that enlightening phone call. Doc is in Memphis. Hello, Doc.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Hey there. How are you?
Listen, I want to change the gears for a second. So, you know, professionally, I'm a band director. I'm a college band director. And so, you know, we always at the games and things like that as well. Well, some of the things that we run into at the games are, you know, the NCAA has taken times for us to play, and they've even taken some half times away from us by bringing in, you know, bigger name artists.
Really?
So at first this was an HBCU thing, but now it's moved into, you know, mainstream schools like your Penn State, your LSU's, and USC's, and Southern Cal. Well, it's almost like if we show up at the games, they don't allow us to play. But if we don't show up, the NCAA will find the athletic directors, and then they'll come down on us. We need someone that's going to advocate for us. Like, what are your views on the importance of the bands being at the games?
Well, Doc, I think the band is very important. And I had not heard this before. So what kind of entertainment are they bringing in to replace the band?
Well, you know, like for the Penn State game at the halftime game, I mean, at the halftime, the what bowl they in? They in the Cotton, right?
Right.
Penn State. Right. So they were talking about bringing in one of those country artists, you know, to perform at halftime.
So you're talking, Doc, about bowl games, though. You're not talking about regular season.
Well, they're sliding into the regular season as well, though. It's sliding into that as well.
That's something new because I think what Nelly was in Arlington. I mean, this is a new thing where everything is more geared toward fans. And listen, I don't have anything. Everybody loves college bands, but would you rather listen to Nelly or a school band?
Personally, because I'm in the profession, I want to listen to the school band. We have to make out. This is the only time that we get an opportunity to perform and shine, right?
We
get a parade here and there. We get a parade here and there. But, the most part, this is our time as well, because not only are the football teams are competing, but we're also competing with the other band that's across from us. It's a whole lot of stuff going on at these games that requires a lot of attention. The bands, the cheerleaders, the fans itself, you know. But the band is a big contributing factor to the game experience, and we really need support in that area.
Well, I agree with you on that, but are you able to play at all?
Because if we don't show up, then
Are you going to be out there at all during the game?
We're at the game? Yeah, we're there the whole game. We're there from the beginning.
My question is, are you going to perform at all?
I'm a director, so I'm on the ladder. You will see me in a jacket, waving my hand.
Let me ask the question one more time, Doc. Are you going to be on the field at all at halftime?
Yes.
Okay, so you're still going to be out there.
Yes.
You're just not going to be out there as long. Is that fair?
Well, I don't necessarily say it's as long, but because they've taken some of the elements away from
I applaud you and I admire you, and I think first of all, just standing on that ladder would scare me to death.
Yeah, it's very.
I was on the field a couple of weeks ago at the Alabama-Kentucky game, and I was watching. I think the same gentleman sung the national anthem was directing the band, and I had to watch him climb that ladder a couple of feet from me. I'm like going, "Oh my goodness!"
Especially if you're afraid of heights. It's a pretty good one.
I'm not afraid of standing on top of the kitchen cabinet to get something out of the cabinet, but I am afraid of climbing all those stairs. Hey, thank you very much. We're heading to the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction?
Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back. We head to Mississippi, and I think I know who this guy is. If he is, he's a longtime coach in high school and college ball and pro ball as well. Pete, is that you?
It is me.
Man, I missed you this year. I don't think I saw. I saw you last year in Ole Miss.
Yeah, you did. And I actually, Paul, I'm actually doing a little substitute teaching.
Okay.
And anyway, I knew you were at Ole Miss, and my son is working at Ole Miss, running the Jumbotron and all that stuff. But anyway,
before you say, I just want to let people know this is somebody that. If anybody understands the vagaries of college sports and high school sports, you've only done this for what, 40 years?
45.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to take a couple of years away from your pension.
Yeah, I know. But there's a good chance I'm getting ready to come back part time. So.
I know. What was that MacArthur said? Old soldiers never die, they just fade away. I think the same thing
is exactly. I did see our in a recent trip. I was at the SEC championship game, and I stopped by Birmingham, and I could have texted you this, but I did see our doctor friend in the summer.
Tell me how he's doing.
And doing good. I was pleasantly pleased, should I say.
I thought of him when I was about an hour. Pete, because somebody told me that, and I hope I'm right about this, that that was the last home game that Jim Andrews was working for Auburn. And
oh, really?
I mean, he's 82. He's arguably the most famous orthopedic sports surgeon.
Right,
in the last 50 years.
Yeah, you know the history.
Larry,
there.
Larry, who you're talking about, was really his partner and equal to.
Exactly, they were partners for a long time.
Yeah,
I hope you're doing well. I do listen to you.
Pete, I'm getting by. I think I've just talked myself silly tonight, and it's finally catching up to me. But you can carry me out of here talking. That's what I do.
I know. Well, you do a great job, Paul, and I consider you a
friend.
So, Pete,
what's going on? You're in the high schools. Tell us about what's happening in college football right now.
Well, that's what, Paul, would you have ever thought back when we first met this would all be happening?
No.
No, me either.
I mean, you would get in trouble 40 years ago if you bought somebody a hamburger.
Right. I remember a kid that I signed one day. He called me the night before signing day and said he wanted a hat, you know, with our logo on it. And I said, well, okay, go to the IHOP on Lakeshore Drive and I'll leave you a hat there. So I drove over. It's for him to have it on signing day. And I left it at the IHOP. There, so he could, and of course, I didn't tell anybody about it.
That's
but
funny. Stories of those years. I was, you remember my career pretty well. I know, and I was doing an investigative piece on a basketball player, and the big allegation.
Right.
And the big allegation was this was a kid that had signed with Alabama, and the allegation was that the assistant coach bought and personally delivered a washing machine to the guy's house.
Right.
And carried it in. May have stayed there for a while, too, but that was not reported.
Have you ever heard do you know who Red Parker is?
Oh,
that
sure.
was the head coach
He's
at Clemson?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he ended up being the head coach at Delta State University here in Mississippi.
Okay.
And he told the story that that he was recruiting a kid. He played at Alabama. Jackson was the last name, but running back that was really good. But he got on a plane, flew with his assistant down to visit this kid in Alabama, and then said he noticed while he was in the house that there was a new refrigerator over there, kind of stuck out. And so they got back on the plane and, you know, this and that. So where they went back to see the kid the second time, and they knocked on the house a neighbor came and said, he doesn't live here anymore. And so what do you mean he doesn't live here anymore? Said, well, they've moved. And so there was they went to the other house, and it was a nice little house upgrade. And so he got on the plane and he opened came to the door and said, my son's going to Alabama. Wouldn't even let him in. And so he got back on the plane, flying back to Clemson. And he said, you know, Bear Bryant was the coach at Alabama at that time. And he said, you know, he said, I don't care if it's Bear Bryant, you know, I'm going to turn him in. And this, and they said, the assistant coach is over there just not saying anything. And he's Red's just ranting and ranting about it. And finally the assistant coach said, Coach, you remember that first time we visited? He said, yeah. He said, you remember that refrigerator? He said, yeah. He said, we bought that.
I mean, that a refrigerator and a washing machine would get you a player back then.
Right. But Alabama upgraded the house.
That's amazing. No, it's I can assure you, because I'm actually going to be at an event Saturday night honoring Alabama players. I have never I've talked to several hundred players for Paul Bryant.
Right.
You couldn't on their deathbed, Coach, they will never admit to taking a dime from him.
Oh, I know.
I was with who did I see the last? I'll probably see him Saturday too. Tony Nathan, who was one of the great players.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor was that they left a car and $50,000 in cash. And I walked up to Tony 2 years ago at this banquet. I said, "Come on, Tony. This was in 1971." I said, he looked at me and said, "I'm not talking." I mean, Coach Bryant is going to come out of the grave and grab his neck.
It's like an honor among thieves.
Yeah. And I was down, Pete, I was down with Coach Dye, one day at his farm. And he told me a story. He said he spent 9 years with Coach Bryant. And he got back, I think it was Huntsville. Night before signing, it was in February, he said, Coach, I can't get the kid. He said, you can't get the kid? I'll spare the audience. He said, you get your blankety-blank up there and get him.
Right.
He said, what do you want me? He said, just get him. And I said, this is now, this was about 15 years ago. I went down
with
my friend David Upton from Kramer.
Right. I know who that is.
And I said, Coach. I said, what did you give the kid? He said, I ain't talking.
I said, no.
I mean, I've never seen, I mean, maybe this happened at other places, but at Alabama, I mean, no one has ever spoken to someone like
that. No, it didn't happen.
No. He would not tell me, but by the way, he did get the kid.
Right. I know. I know how. I remember I was in that area. I remember the Ronnie Cockrell days.
Oh, my goodness.
All that stuff. And
I heard from Ronnie the other day, who was in the middle of Alabama's worst recruiting scandal.
Yeah, and I, you know, Watson Brown and I used to play golf together.
Oh, my goodness.
We knew the ones that, well, I'm not going to, I love Alabama.
And by the way, it doesn't even matter. I mean, the stories that we would tell,
right?
Nobody would be fazed by them.
No. And Watson, talking about one of the clubs, they ran out of money and had to call another meeting to ante up more. And that was when all the Memphis stuff broke with, you know, and I could tell you what a, you know, back in the day, I could tell you what a defensive lineman would cost you.
Oh, yeah. Well, Alabama had a guy named Logan Young.
I know.
And in fact, I got a call from some crime series that's doing a documentary on him. And he would allegedly help the players get to Alabama. And then he'd show up on the first day of practice to look at his and look and see what he paid for.
Right.
Anyway, I have obliterated this the break here, Coach, but what a pleasure it is to talk to you.
Yeah, I was going to ask you one thing here, okay. One thing that I was calling about, actually, but on this NIL, I heard this, Paul, real quick, and I about what if you have a high school kid or somebody that signed, and they can either sign a one-year contract or two-year contract, three or four, but they can't transfer?
I didn't know that.
So, no, I'm just saying, what if that idea?
It is a good idea. But
and that the coaches can plan their roster.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to sign a 1 year, okay, take your chances. You want to sign a two or three or four,
I like that.
Then four, you get your scholarship paid for. So that was really what
Coach,
I was
listen,
calling about.
I want you to continue to call us because these stories.
Well, I need to be a guest on your show.
You really do, and we'll do that. Because
okay, buddy.
You're getting me to tell stories I never planned on telling.
I know. Me either.
We will get you.
Me either.
We'll get you back here, Coach. I have your number. So
okay. All right.
We will talk.
Thanks, Paul.
Coach Pete Hurt, who was the head coach at Samford, coach at Georgia Tech, really fantastic coach, joining us. I know the University of Alabama is very happy with that segment.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes. Monroe in Alabama Sunday afternoon, and then Northwestern State goes down to the bayou from the central part of Louisiana to take on Kim Mulkey's LSU Tigers. Duran is calling next.
Hello?
Hey, Darren, what's up?
All right, look, I'm tired of your mouth. I'm sick of it. So I'm going to challenge you. Look, listen, man. Let me talk. Do not interrupt me.
Why should I care that you're tired of my mouth?
Because I want to punch you in it. I'm challenging you to a UFC style fight. We can make a lot of money, and you can have my part of the money. I just want to beat the out of you.
Well, Darren. First of all, we had to. We had to dump him because he said a word that we are not allowed to go over the air. But he said he wants to beat the Yeah. Darren, I take that as a threat, don't you?
Yeah.
I'd rather not, nor will I, turn you over to authorities because I really don't take you too seriously. I don't know where you called from. Really don't care. I wish you would not curse, and if you want to call back, I wouldn't mind hearing the rest of the call, because do you guys have any idea what ticked this poor gentleman off so much? I tell you what, Darren, if you want to punch me because I run my mouth, you're gonna love this next guy. AJ is next.
Hey, on a better note, all he wants to do, Paul, is punch the jam out of you.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Well,
but
I'm
hey, you heard about this?
Did he talk about how much money we're gonna make from this?
Probably about as much as Larry spends down there at Walmart.
UFC style fight. I need to know how much money before I agree or don't.
No
agree.
Doubt. You got to know the numbers.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you about some numbers, Paul. You've heard the old cliche, make it rain, right? Well, let's talk about the Auburn recruiting situation in the port. Let me give you an update on what's going on.
Okay.
Jimmy is making it rain, okay? He's raining them Cam Colemans. He's raining them Malcolm Simmons. He's raining them Bryce Canes, them Perry Thompsons. And after Sunday,
yeah,
he's going to be raining that line
leader. There's one guy out there, I think he's committed to Alabama, that really is going to tell the tale of the tale.
No. He canceled on Alabama because of an obligation, but he's coming Sunday to Auburn.
Okay.
And he will make it rain on that Ryan Williams. And then we come in, and the same day also, Amaris Williams, that defensive lineman.
Hey, AJ, by the way, AJ, we are really not interested in you going down some 24/7 recruiting list. We can wait till Wednesday.
Well, I can see it already, Paul. I can see it already. Next year in the national championship game, when you lose the bet, and you got to fork out the money and put me in that luxury skybox. They go say,
help me with one important thing. In that national championship game, is Auburn going to rush more than 2.5 people? Or
if they don't, you'll see me getting rushed to the hospital or jail. But I'm telling you, hey, they're going to ask me. They're going to say, hey, Mr. AJ, who would you like for you to serve your food in this luxury skybox? I'm going to say, none other than Paul Esquire Feinbaum.
Okay.
And then as I sit back and I enjoy my caviar, my champagne, it's all going to be because Jimmy made it rain. War damn eagle. And we'll see y'all in the natty, fatty.
What are the odds I'll be making it to the end of the show after that call? Let's talk to Jerry next in Georgia. Hello, Jerry. Jerry,
hello?
Good afternoon. Hey there, what's up?
I'm just calling in, and, you know, everybody's been hacking on Alabama, you know, beginning of the year, especially old Johnny B or whatever his name is, and, you know, Saban's done and everything else. And, I mean, all these fair weather fans, what they got to say for themselves now?
Yeah, they couldn't be happier. Their team's playing in the CFP. What's there to complain about?
Right. Yeah. It's just, I mean, they don't contribute nothing to Alabama coaching program whatsoever, but
well, yes, they do. They call in this show.
Right. I understand. I've been trying to call you so many times, and thank you for answering my call finally. It's been an honor, but you know, my old lady's a Georgia fan, bless her heart. She's mad this year, and my best friend is a Georgia fan, too. I play golf with. And
Where do you live, Jerry? You live in Georgia?
Lookout Mountain, Georgia.
Lookout Mountain. Oh, wow. I know where that is. Hey, well, thank you very much, Jerry.
Taylor Canyon State Park.
You be well. By the way, I have a question for you, Randy. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Is it still okay to call your spouse your old lady? I mean, I haven't heard. I don't hear that very often anymore. Okay, I'm not. Listen, I'm not with it with the young crowd. But That does bother me a little bit. I don't think women should
maybe
be.
She's older than me.
I don't think women should be referred to as. Now, I don't mind a lady calling their husband my old man, but anyway, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.